This is University Beats. I'm Mark Schreiner. Resiliency is defined as the ability to recover from difficulties. And when it comes to a life-changing event like Hurricane Irma, there are two different kinds of resiliency: an individual's ability to bounce back and community resiliency. Robin Ersing is an associate professor at the University of South Florida School of Public Affairs, where she studies the impacts of disasters. She says community resiliency begins during the preparation stage before a storm hits.
So there's a component of community resiliency that's called adaptive capacity. And in order to be adaptive, you have to be able to know what your assets are, how you're going to use those assets, and then what it is that you're going to put into place to be able to make a difference so that you come through the hazard stronger, in a better place. So adaptive capacity is really about understanding, how am I able to change? What strengths do I have going for me? What strengths does my community have, my neighborhood?
FEMA Director Brock Long saying after Hurricane Harvey, the idea that communities need to depend on themselves as well as the government, right?
Oh, absolutely. One of the things that we heard repeatedly coming from FEMA was the call out to citizens that FEMA cannot do this alone. No group can do this alone. These kinds of massive disasters require a collective effort. I like to refer to them as community responders. So we have professional first responders, but we also have volunteer citizen responders. And these citizen responders, you, me, the people next door to us, across the street from us, anyone that can come out to lend a hand, neighbor helping neighbor. And as we see the economic impact that these storms are having, billions of dollars in damages, there's no way that we have the finances to be able to handle that. We have to rely on each other to be able to help in rescue efforts, to be able to help in recovery efforts. Everyone has something that they can give. That kind of thinking started back in the day of Craig Fugate when he was the past director of FEMA, and he talked about whole community, that it really needed to be an effort from the grassroots level right on up to government, so that we can't just be reliant on the government coming in to save us, but we all have to be able to be prepared and ready to help each other.
And you've looked at storms, disasters, not just in America, but all over the world. What lessons can we learn from these storms, particularly when you're talking here about literally in your own backyard?
One of the core things that we found is the importance of doing asset assessments. An example that was used in Volusia County back in 2004, 2005, there was a group of immigrant farm laborers. And unfortunately, their community was pretty hard hit, but they didn't get as much of the resources as others were receiving. But what that community did was they rallied behind a leader in that community who said, let's gather up everything that we can find in our households, put down a tarp on the front lawn, put everything together, and then had a plan for how they were going to go out into their community in Volusia, look for families that were missed or afraid to come out, bring them together, and redistribute those resources. So that was a very grassroots effort that took place. One of the important things there, and another piece that I study, is what happens in disasters with limited English proficient populations, or LEP populations. They're considered a vulnerable group under FEMA standards. But if we don't have ways to reach out, if we're not communicating in ways that we can get the message out, it puts them at a greater disadvantage. So through the work that we've done at a grassroots level with these migrant communities, we've been able to get better communication systems through radio and TV, channeling into the stations that certain populations tend to listen to, being able to take turns providing childcare. You know, when things like this happen, particularly when you have communities where there's a large percentage of female-headed households with children, you need to be able to think about what can we do with the children. They're not in school, but there are things that have to be done to secure the property, to be able to find ways to still make money, to bring in whatever it is that that family needs. And so this is a collective way for everyone to pitch in together. And that's resilience.
When you work with larger cities, even on a statewide level, do they accept this kind of research? Do they look at this kind of research and put it into the plan going forward? Or is it something that's just, you know, it goes along with infrastructure where let's see how it works together?
That's a great question. And for the last several years, I've been able to present with some colleagues at the Governor's Hurricane Conference in Florida. And the audience that we tend to have come from emergency management professionals and from nonprofit organizations that provide disaster services. And what we've been able to talk about is looking at a grassroots effort to do disaster resilience, to be able to help people at a community level, neighbor to neighbor, be able to do this kind of asset assessment. And that's been able to build a bridge between professional responders and disaster serving organizations and local community members. So it's that synergy of being able to link these pieces together that helps build that kind of resilience. I wouldn't expect an emergency manager in a particular county to know everything about what's going on at a neighborhood by neighborhood level. But when you have people that can come forward to say, well, here's my neighborhood, here's what we've been talking about, here's what we see as our strongest need, here's our challenges, it gives them an opportunity to start to communicate and build more specific plans at a neighborhood level. So yes, you have a comprehensive emergency response plan, but now you've also got information flowing that makes each neighborhood more unique. It's not a cookie cutter approach. It's really about understanding the dynamics and characteristics and vulnerabilities and assets community by community.
Robin Ersing is an associate professor with the USF School of Public Affairs, specializing in the impacts of disasters. Robin, again, thank you very much for joining us on University Beat.
Thank you.
For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.